I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just want to start from the outset to say, any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
For something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that man. It
makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
Yeah.
Afternoon, evening, wherever you are, supercoaches. Could be where to go global. We find out. But yeah, how's it going this week, Dazzy? How'd you go last week, supercoach wise?
Yeah, all right. I'm a green arrows. So.
Green arrows.
No. Not many green arrows, let's be honest, but green arrows. So a few spots is good, considering I had a weird week last week. I had bought in Tarpany the week before, and then he was on the buy last week. So I was planning an AE strategy in that I only had 17 possible players. So I was getting the one AE, and 24 hours to go, Tafare came in to face the Panthers for the Finns. Threw that strategy out the window.
Yep.
Which cruel me. But, yeah, still a few green arrows. How do you go, bro?
I've seen red, but not massive. I've seen a couple, what, 500 odd. But pulled trigger on Nath last week. On the play. Used me last boost to get him last week. Not unhappy because used only got paid, played him. And he lost money, so now I have Nath ready. Sweet, hopefully.
All right, so I had did the opposite. I reversed that trade which I had made. I did the Nath trade, and then he got pulled out at the last minute, the 11th hour, as they say. And I went and pretty much panic traded to Defi from Bryce Cartwright because my Josh Schuster option of getting Defi and Munster last week with Schuster, had already passed.
Yep.
Manly game had gone. So spewing, I traded Cartwright in a panic and did not work out. Like Cartwright outscored Defi, would have made money. Defi probably lost money because his break even's getting up there. So yeah, spewing, especially like you knew Nath was on the way back. No, he's definitely back this week. So. Panthers full strength this week. Like, why let the car out of the garage? Bring him back with the boys. Look how many boys were out last week.
I think that was the determinant factor by the end. That there was so many out. And you know what? Pam, well, held their own easily. So, onwards and upwards. He's like, yeah, good.
Cog has done a solid job, man. He won't stick around for long.
I think he'll be there for another year at least. I think. But he's looked at Zion and Dane Laurie. Peter.
He's in talk still at this point.
Dane Laurie back. So he's decent cover too for fullback. He's never get big courage. Yeah.
I also think Dane Laurie may get a centre spot next year with Critter going. Remember, there's a centre spot open, or possibly even wing.
I think you'll find that guy's talent, mate.
So who retains their spot from this year? Taruva? Kobe. Jenkins?
Oh, I'd say Toto will keep his spot.
Yeah.
Taruva probably takes his spot. Target stays busy, and Callum May goes.
Yeah, they might even try Tongo in the back row next year.
Back row.
Yeah, I think he's slated to play lock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's it. They say they make, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Howie. He goes. He'll go easy.
Yeah, but he may move into the front row as well. I mean, Liotta does a job out there, but maybe moves in the front row after 60. I mean, yeah, Ivan does some wacky shit. Jesus. That system out there builds some incredible players, doesn't it? Like, it's just insane the sort of talent that's coming
big
through.
Base too, like, he's got a lot of talent to pick from. Out here, up and out. There's a lot of, you have a look at other clubs, they're not as freaky as far, so the player pool would get.
Yeah.
Very lucky, but that's the structure. They put it like they've done so reached very far and done well. Want to start different this week? Go question.
All right, what do you got?
Slotso out of Magrant. Trade out Walker for Cleary due to the bye. They'll be talking Cody Walker. They'll be moving around through dual. Hey, would you trade out Cody Walker at this point of the season for Renee?
What's South run home look like? Because
they definitely have the bye in the head-to-head final.
Well, then you've got to get done before the head-to-head finals. Like, but I don't know if I'd necessarily trade Cody out now because look who's back.
Dave's got the dog.
Yeah. I still think the Dogs can bring it to Panthers. It's one of their former coaches, man. They know the way Panthers play. They helped teach them that last year.
Yeah, we just don't have the stock.
We got a few ex-players over at the Bulldogs as well. More going there. So you called it last year and, well, called it most years. Dogs love to pull a few upsets. You know what I mean? They turn up for games, especially in the back end of the season when they've got nothing left to go for. They're pretty much clear of the spoon by this point.
Oh, we do like to turn an upset. I just, with Nath back and all your Origin players coming back on a high, more so. Saying you lost the series, but you won the game. That's more of a high than coming low. I just said, to be honest, and then what I just see is beat.
Yeah.
Easily. It's where we're at. They're at. Their club so far in front of us. We won't be able to. So we might be able to hang in there for a bit. I hope we do hang in. You're realistic and you put it, we get 30 put on it. You know?
Yeah, like, unless you guys turn up hard defence, yeah, probably.
If you do turn up hard defence, mate, they put 30 on 20 minutes.
Like I said, like, no one knows what they do there better than, quite, like, a few of the people that are on that team.
They just don't, Bert, like...
Berto knows, Seraldo knows... Kick our nose.
Stop. Fucking duck.
I get it.
The only teams I've put in my head at the moment, there's only probably two, maybe three. In the ground, they all get. You know, that would be probably the Warriors. Good. I think Canberra bring a style footy. Not fancy, but fuck. Gritty, you know, they on their one, and then you got Melbourne too. They come in form. Same teams probably beat. But yeah. Question was, we trade out Auclair. I do slot personally. Nafe against the Dogs. Nafe's a genuine captain option every week. Pretty much fixture proof. Yeah. It's a good dilemma to have, but I'm going Cleary. I pulled the trigger. I definitely do. You're saying Nafe, saying hold Cody.
If that's the only way you can get to Nafe, but for me, find the money anywhere else. Like, I think you want to hold on to Cody. He's got Broncos, then Tigers, Sharks, Dragons, Newcastle, Roosters. He's got Trell back. He's got Campbell Graham back.
So, yeah. You're saying, hang on. So, Richard Allen, do I swap Johnson in theory this week or next week? Do I swap Johnson? Theory this week or next week?
I'll never stand. No. No, because even then you don't fucking talk into it properly.
Oh, don't worry about it. Just go.
No, because they can't hear you. Are you turned on?
Yeah, turned on. But they can't hear me at all.
Apparently not. You talk?
I'm there. Talking. Just plug you in the back.
Yeah. Keep talking. This is riveting.
Anyway, alright, do I swap Johnson and Cleary this week or next week? Personally, that's a 50-50. It's a 50-50 one, Richard. I think if you're really keen on the idea of Cleary against the Dogs, if you're going to bring him in this week, it's probably captain. Otherwise, I'd probably wait till next week. SJ's got the bye anyway. I don't know what SJ's break even is. Cleary's 129, so there's a good chance he doesn't make too much money if he does. Okay. So yeah, I'll wait the week. Does he? Yourself? Wait the week. Wait the week on Cleary to Johnson? No.
Cleary to Johnson?
Johnson to Cleary. Johnson to Cleary.
I don't know. Tough call.
Johnson's got the bye next week.
Yeah, you can't fucking hear it all.
No.
That doesn't fucking help.
What about that? Does that help? Did it help?
Yeah, I think so. You got to talk in, like, close and loud.
I'm into it, bro. I'm fucking literally my mouse on top of it. Can't be any closer to it. It is on top of it.
Keep fucking talking. I'll try and sort this out.
All right. Shauno Verrett. Thinking of no trades this week. Even though I'd like to get Defe back, Cleary versus the Dogs is very enticing. But at the moment, he's sticking with SJ, Nico, Munster and Walker in the halves. Thoughts on that? I can't say anything, man. I really rate it. SJ's been chugging along awesome. Nico's doing Nico stuff. Munster's sort of been a bit up and down, if anything, at all of them. But doing stuff. Dreaming it out. But really want to get Cleary back. First, the Dogs probably the week. If they get too far in front, does he get a rest after 60 minutes? Is my worrying thought with it all. Jazzy, you think if you's put 40 points on the Dogs in 60 minutes, would Cleary get a rest?
No, I don't think so.
I know, we were talking to Brad before. Brad said something before about, like, their bench says no way, but if they're 40 in front, like, Couldn't they just go out there and defend their way for the last 20 minutes if they had to? I dare say they could do that. Is it still not working?
No, you better now.
All right, cool. But yeah, so did you answer that question, or you didn't hear it, or I think I answered it anyway. Steve Carter, no trades this week, 6 left, but have a solid team for the week. Projection of 15-37. Watch list. Cleary, got Hines and SJ. Walker, got Munster. Haas, got the rest. Teddy or Latrell, he's got drink water. All should come down in price. Look. It all comes down, it comes down to you and what you're feeling. If you've got 6 trades left, you got a solid team, and if you're only playing head-to-head, I don't see why anyone really has to pull the trigger unless you have to get wins this week. But having Hines and SJ are the two best, other than a Nath when he's in form as well, and a Walker Munster. He's got Munster. Walker again, he's got Juzzy did say he's got a tough sort of game this week, but after that it's Tigers and other.
He might win you your head to head to get into the grand final.
And you've got 6 trades, so as long as you hold on to a trade to get rid of him.
He's got Newcastle Roosters in the last 2 rounds. You know what I mean? Maybe you hold him till you get past Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then trade him for the Roosters match, but
well, you'll know where the Roosters are at, they're not playing great footy, so if they do end up putting Q in the rack, he could be a good old against the Roosters. I think if you look back in the history says he scored 200 and 199 against the Roosters when everyone said they'd get belted. And he did it. So he plays a good game against the Roosters, old Cody. I think you'll find.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Haas for me, if you've got your AFBs, two of the other ones, Tarpanis, Tofu's, up there in the front row. Is Haas such a must? I know he's paying us, but he's coming off a foot injury. I'm an owner, so it's not a worry for me, but I definitely want to get him in if I didn't have him, but if I had the other 3, I wouldn't be too stressed. I wouldn't be too stressed about it, you know? So that's the other thing. And then Teddy or Latrell?
Lift it up.
Teddy or Latrell, where would you go?
if I had the cash, I'd go Trell.
Trell?
Yeah, why not?
Straight away. Coming off an injury, hasn't played much footy, supposedly looks unfit. Does what he does, but
hate's going to hate, bro.
I got Teddy, so I'm not too unhappy. His last week's score was 1485. Pumped at home last week. What did you get last week?
1250.
Yeah, so that's a very good score. Michael Mizzi, hey lads, focused solely on head-to-heads final, so need your thoughts on some pod centre wings for the run home. Now, I mean real left-field pods. I'm thinking Tomoko. Perhaps you lads could do a segment on next week's podcast naming your top 10 centre wing pods based on draw, ceiling, and lowest ownership. Is this... Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I'll definitely do that, Michael. But I did have a look into a couple, and there are a couple of good pods. But I see a lot of people saying jump on Targo, and it's not. I don't think that's a great idea. Juzzy, correct me if I'm wrong. Right. I know we've had a little bit of discussion about this off air earlier, but with the likes of your Nath, your Yo, yeah, Toto, Crichton coming back from Origin, is that going to take away from your Targos?
Remember, Tungo wasn't playing the start of the year. Like, he came in late too.
Yeah.
And they lost Taylor May out there. Bro, Tungo, since he has been back?
Yeah, but it hasn't been a star-studded side. It's like, he's been doing the work, sort of.
He does the work, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I know you've got Toto and Crichton and stuff over on the other side, but they all do the work. That's the thing. Even Taruva. Taruva does the work, but like you said when we were watching the game the other night, Taruva doesn't get tackle busts.
No,
Tarufa's just not big enough body to break open a lot of the plays. He's fast, he can burrow and stuff like that, but he's just not quite big enough. He's not built like Toto. Toto's a little bit bigger and
thicker. The thing. He might burrow, but he doesn't actually get anyone off of him.
Yeah.
Whereas your Toto's and shit, they're throwing people off of him, and that's where you get your tackle breaks and shit like that. Whereas he doesn't actually. And he'll really in time, because he's only young and he's only little. Like, they haven't. Let's face it, I haven't invested too much sports science into him yet, because I've seen some little dudes get pretty solid, and he'll get there. I feel if they're going to invest time in him next year and put May at centre or whatever, then you watch him come back a little bit bigger next year, and I think he'll do a bit more damage.
Yeah.
Plus, having a year of footy under his belt would have taught him a lot, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. I like the Panthers.
Look,
got some good up-and-coming young players.
I can't talk you out of Tungo, man. I can't.
I'd like to wait, watch, and see what happens with the rest coming back, that's all. But I did have a look at some pod centre wings, and during Brad's video, I'll go and get a couple for you, Mick, just so we have a couple on hand there. Dwayne Mihana, hopefully I got that right, bro. Halves for the run home. Hines and SJ, Hines and Cleary, Cleary and SJ, Cleary DCE, because he's got the nice run home. He's got Hines and SJ at the moment, and SJ's got a good run home.
I think Cleary and SJ. I think if I had to pick Nico or SJ at this point, based on the year's form, I'm going with SJ, bro.
I couldn't talk you out of it, like, to be brutally honest, and I think their run after, like, I probably wouldn't look at, if I didn't own SJ right now, I wouldn't get him till after.
The bye?
Yeah. Because it'd be just a shit play. You know what it's like bringing in Tarpany the other week. Like, yeah. You get him and then it's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You get one good score out of him.
Me marquee dude for a week, you know? Like, it's, you're harsh. But if you've got Hines SJ at the moment, I can see a world where you wait and you see how you feel next week, especially if you're playing on head-to-head matchups or whatever. I wait to see what happens next week. Or I can see a world where you fuck Hines off and go a Cleary SJ sort of run.
Bro, TPJ or Viliami Kikau could snap Nathan.
Bro, you know what?
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know if I'd be jumping on Nathan this week.
I'm jumping on Nathan.
Don't get me wrong, I am too, but there's that hamstring thing, and if you've already got SJ and Nico, I'd probably hold off and I'd make the trade next week. Yeah, you might cop it next week with only one half back. You don't get to play a reserve, but then you know you're set for your run home.
I reckon he would have been right last week. It's just they didn't want him. They didn't want him playing Origin. Penrith probably.
Yeah.
So they just said, "Oh no, he's got another week." He's probably right a couple of weeks ago because he did the blood thing where they spin the blood, and it seems to really improve the healing time.
I also don't think they were risking it. You know what I mean? I think they wanted to be as back to as full strength as it could be, because without him for the finals, I don't know if Cogger's going to take us to a premiership, you know what I mean? Whereas Nathan at the helm.
No, Cogger, like, don't get me wrong.
He's done a solid job. He's not Nath. Nath is near a foot taller than him,
yeah,
which is just becomes a defensive, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's just, without Nath, you don't have the right direction. You see it, they sort of get lost a lot. Especially if Yo's not there as well.
Yeah, and you don't have that kicking game.
I liked what Salmon did, though, when he played in the halves. So
alongside Cogger, he was really good, yeah.
I like what he did when he got his chance to play halves, like the weak underdog that he is. But, yeah, I didn't mind what he was doing when he was there. So he's got good depth there. But, yeah. Dan Nickel, hi, lads. Down to 7 trades, thinking Guffo to Luttrell, which leaves 300K in the bank. 6 trades, and Cook, Bateman, Harris, Preston, SJ, Walker, Luttrell to pick from for reserves. It's pretty good fucking reserves. Like, that's a headache you'd like to have. Like, Cook, Bateman, Harris, Preston, SJ, Walker, or Luttrell to pick from for your reserves.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Just got to watch having Luttrell and Walker come that head-to-head final. So you know that you've got to offload those two.
Well, you at least got to get rid of one.
Yeah.
Whoever's probably worth the most money or wherever that...
Did he say he's brought in Luttrell this week or he's held Luttrell?
He's gone Guffo to Trill.
Yeah, Guffo to Trill, yeah. So that gives Guffo him Trill
to Trill. With juicy 300K in the bank.
Yeah.
So technically you can do anything from there. Look, Guffo, I'm pondering sacking Guffo myself. I must be honest with you. Like, I've looked at their draw. It's not friendly to him, but he is an effort player. So if they are going to do anything in these games, it's technically going to be, he'll be in and around it, you know?
He'll have something to do with it for sure.
Which, if you look at last week, and Brad pointed this out to me as well, he was on looking for a 25 if he didn't bag that miracle thing that he got in the corner.
Well, that's because you don't get the points for try savers, man. Yeah. He'll put in try savers and stuff, but he doesn't get rewarded for it. But that's the sort of player that he is. Like, he won't necessarily make the line break or be the line break assist, but he might stop a try down the other end, which allows him that next set to get out of trouble or force an error or whatever it is to give him that field position.
But not having, but having Guffo, I have fear of a lot more players at fullback than I would say having a Trell.
Yeah.
You know, I fear Drinkwater. I fear Reece Walsh a little bit too, if I'm really honest. Trell, Drinky.
Trell can do, yeah, crazy things.
You know.
But they all can, that's the thing.
But, like, Guffo, like, he's having a career, but he just doesn't have the X factor they have. You know, I'm not having a stab, but he doesn't have it, you know. He's not a massive, big human being that can just throw off anyone he wants like Trell, or he doesn't have that halves. He's, like, Reece Walsh just throws balls as good as halves, man, both ways, left and right, you know.
Yeah, and Guffo, does it, explosive running game too.
Guffo does it, but just not as crisp as Reece, you know. Like, he fucking good, man.
I don't think I could fault you for having Reece for the run home.
I really am looking at it that way.
Except he's got a bye still, doesn't he?
He does. He has that one the week before head-to-head grand finals.
That's what I mean.
Which is not good.
You won't be able to play him that week, but you'll want him for the next week, and one of your other trades will have to be to get the last of your Souths guys out.
Well, if you have this, if this is your fullbacks come, I don't know, wait, it's 20 what, round 20 what now, one?
Yeah.
So 22 next week, 23 dogs, then you got 24 cows, which you're missing Val, Drinkies.
Toolungi if you're running with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's important, but definitely Drinky Vows.
I see, Toolungi's one of those ones that's one of those pod ones, I think you'll find. Then a week, he could have a blinding run home for the end of the season.
Then a week later, if you've got a Reece Walsh at fullback, so that'll leave you out short there straight away, or if you've got Payne Arses straight away out, you're one of the ones with A-Ray, you're down. And then a week after that, you got Bunnies. A lot of these higher-going players, like, it's going to be hard to go bang, win, especially if you're loaded up on a couple.
Yeah.
You know, if you have 3 to 4 of these players in your side, then you'd be scraping the bottom of the barrel that week that they're not playing.
Yeah, especially if they're some of your marquee guys. Like, that's the thing. You've got Cam Murray with a bye, but Cam Murray's looking juicy. Campbell Graham back. I mean, he was putting out some massive scores at the start of the season.
Well, me personally, next week I have trouble. Like, not big trouble, because I'm not playing half of them anyway. Right? But next week, I've got no Chansey, no Metcalf, no Harris, no Wade Egan. You know?
Yeah, see, I keep forgetting about Harris. I've got Harris.
That's a lot of players to sort of have on the pine, especially if you don't have cover for those guys. Like, at the end of the day, Metcalf, I'd never really bought him thinking that I'd play him every week anyway, but he's sort of chugging along good. Like, he's not been too bad for me. I don't think I've played him last week, but I've played him just about every other week, and he's scored decent, except for that bludger in the rain. So, yeah, it's one of them ones, man. You got to keep your eye on what's going on over the next couple of weeks if you're bringing in players, especially high-scoring teams like the Broncos, the Bunnies, the Eels have been going on a run, and the Cows have been going on a run. Like, if you're looking to bring in players from there, you want to have some depth. Do you want to play the Brad video?
Ah, g'day to the boys. It all worked at 360 NRL 360 Supercoach gang. I hope everyone's getting green arrows there and not getting too despondent, getting closer to the end of the year. If you're not going too good, listeners, don't worry about it. Still plenty to play for. We've still got lots of head-to-head matches to play for. If you're in a few cashies, still got to get into it. And I tell you what, this is a hell of a week to get the right players. I'm not going to muck around too much tonight. We'll just get straight into it. I'm bringing in myself, possibly Cam Murray. Cam Murray's in the late 400,000s. Don't really have to tell you much about his credentials or why you should bring him in, but at that price, I think he's about 480,000 or something like that. Really, you can't go past him. I mean, he's very one hard to go past. However, there is one that I want you to consider that probably you might want to pick instead of Cam Murray, and he's nearly at that same price. And here he is here, Mr. Blue Eyes himself, Liam Martin. Liam Martin, what is he, 496,000? Very cheap. Only a 27 BE. Not that means a great deal now because you're not looking for cash earners, you want point earners. And he can earn points, although he doesn't have a huge high ceiling, but he does have a very consistent base scoring rate. Probably the best thing about Liam Martin that you really need to consider, particularly if you're playing head-to-head, is the Panthers don't have a bye coming up. They've got a free run, unlike South. So that's a big difference between him and Cam Murray. And they've got five games at home. So the edge is his. He'll be playing there. He generally plays 80 minutes a game. And given a good run, he usually averages between 70 to 90. He's had a bit of a wretched run with injuries and a few other things that have set him back here and there. Coming off the back of Origin, he looks like he's set for an 80-minute role. I think he'd be well worth it. And as I said, he's got a couple of advantages over the top of Cam Murray, who, as I said, you all should be just about looking at and jumping on. But if you don't want Cam, have a look at old mate Liam, old Blue Eyes. He's a hell of a prospect there. All right, now the next one we need to look at. Doesn't need a lot of introduction either in what he can bring to your team as far as Supercoach goes. However, and there is a big however there here. I mean, a lot of people are going to be bringing him in 832,000 with a BE of 112. He might hit that this week, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But it is a hell of a BE, 112. He has a wretched run home. I think they play five of the top eight teams, in their run home. So that's not really looking too hot for him. And I do know there's a lot of discussion about whether he really is going to be worth it to grab him, or whether Titans start to drift out of the running, whether Fifi is really going to be the man that you want in your team. However, let's consider this one for a minute. The Chooks, who they play this weekend. The Chooks have given away their left-hand side second rowers, have given and leaked more Supercoach points than any other team in the competition. So their left side second rowers have leaked more points than any other team this year. And we know he's going to be running at the left side, Mr. David Fifita. So, very important for those that own him. I'd be considering having him as a vice-captain. This could be the week that he's just going to go a little bit bananas. And for others, he might be one to really seriously think about bringing in. But do have a look at that draw. It is quite an ugly draw after the Roosters. So things might not be as pretty there as what we think they're going to be. All right, so there's two players for you to consider tonight, boys. Have a little discussion about it. Have a think. Liam Martin, of course, one of them. $496,000, nice and cheap, a bit in the price of Cam Murray sort of region. But like Cam Murray, very, very undervalued. Both of them are undervalued, and either one or both should figure very highly in the most traded in players this week, but I don't think they are. I'm not really sure why that is. Deefy, on the other hand, very expensive, but he does have a very great matchup this weekend against the Chooks, who have leaked more points than any other team on that left-hand side in the second row. Many thanks to Lakey from NRL Supercoach Talk for that little stat too. A big shout-out to him. Thanks, mate. It was a bit of a good tip there. Anyway, folks, that's it for tonight. Until next time, keep supercoaching, have fun doing it, and boys, stay safe. Cheers.
So, Brado, now I want to chat to you about the people Brado's talking about there. Deefy, Mardo and Cam Murray. First of all, Deefy, if you didn't own him, would you be rushing to bring him in with where they're at? Have you seen their running? And
see, I did rush to bring him in last week.
Yep. Panic mode and got him.
Panic mode and got him. So, I've bit that bullet now. I'm holding Deefy because Tino's been suspended. And I'm now umming and ahhing about whether I actually get rid of Tino and bring in Liam Martin, because does look juicy. Injury affected start to the year. He's dropped 60K. You will not get him cheaper than this. Like, he is an absolute weapon. And it's a question of whether they continue to play him off the bench as that impactor, but I still think even off the bench he gets 60 minutes, or whether he just starts and plays the 80 minutes now.
I think he'll be back to 80.
Yeah, well, that's it, after Origin. Like,
personally, he's Nafe's man, you know, he's Nafe's guy.
And not to mention, like, you saw in Origin, he is a different beast.
Oh, he's a weapon,
bro. Just a completely different beast.
He is a weapon, I'll give him that. But, look, for me, I wouldn't sell Deefy for him, not unless I needed cash to get a Nafe, just because neither of them two have got what Deefy's got in him, if you know what I mean. Deefy can get you 150. I don't know if Cam Murray or Mardo get you 150.
I don't think Cam Murray does this year. He hasn't sort of shown anything which makes me think that. Liam Martin, I think, after Origin, I think he possibly does have it, man.
I don't know if he does, bro. He just doesn't have the hulking factor. Like, don't get me wrong, he's running off a great half doing all the rest of that, but... And he's not as talented, if you know what I mean, as Deefy. Deefy's got lovely hands, he can just offload at will. He just comes down to if he wants to have a big game. And I'll tell you what, I've owned him all year, and he's turned a corner this year, man. Deefy, he's been one of my best top performers all year. He's had 3 or 4 blemish games out of 20, you know, so... Yeah, I'd never sell unless it was to get to Nafe. That's the only way I'd sell Deefy, is if I had to get money to get to a Nafe. But I wouldn't be selling if I had to get money to get from a clear from an SJ or a Nick. I would only be looking at if I had was running a Birdo or some shit like that.
Well, you know? I was running Cogger.
Yeah, or Cogger. I had Hughes. That's why I did my upgrade last week.
Yeah.
Because I did the... went the Hughes way instead of a different way, which I have regrets, but whatever. He done okay for me, Hughes. So, yeah, but Mardo, I do like Mardo. I like Penrith where they're at. All will come back better for it. Cam Murray, again, if the Bunnies want to be competitive and up there, Cam Murray has to play his best football too, so... I see the logic in why people want to get Cam Murray, but if we've watched Cam Murray this year, his role's changed a fair bit at the Rabbits, and I'm not sold on him, but...
And they get Joey Arrow back this week too.
Yeah, which he stiffens up the middle again. That frees up Murray a bit more.
Well, yeah, that's it, but you've also got him out on that edge too. Like, so I don't know if Arrow plays middle or through the edge.
I think he plays front row.
You reckon?
Personally, yeah, he's much better suited to the harder, grittier stuff than the edge stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas you got Kalolo, Matangi, and whoever else they got out there doing stuff.
I think you've got Jacob Host. You've had Jacob Host and stuff out there. That's why I'm thinking he goes to the edge. He goes to the left edge.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know. We'll have to wait and see what they do. But, yeah, so you like Mardo. Mardo's what you're looking at.
Yeah, well, couple of factors. I feel like he's seriously undervalued. I feel like Penrith will come home fairly strong. Like, that's it. They're bringing the boys back, and, like, they do get a lot back this week. Mardo plays a big role in that.
Well, neither Deefy or Mardo have buys, whereas Murray does have a buy in the crucial head-to-head grand final.
Right? Yeah. So that's the other thing that I'm umming and ahhing about, because I probably won't have the trade to get him out by the time I get to that point, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm liking Mardo for the run home. I've liked Mardo a couple of times throughout the year, but he's just had a rough year. But, yeah, if he's fit and strong, man, just watching him in Origin just blew me away. Dude is insane.
He's a freak, man. He's a tough country boy.
Bro, yeah, he's like next level.
Yeah. But, yeah, all right, we'll move along. If you want to see what Brad's doing, he does a podcast with the boys on Off the Bench, and you can find all his write-ups just about anywhere Supercoach-related. Our closed group page, also on Tragic's pages, and all around the trap, sort of the Podmasters, I'm pretty sure there's write-ups there as well. So look around and you'll find Brad and what he does, and love your work, Brad. Eh? It's always good, mate. Gets me thinking.
So I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. Centre wings, who you running with?
At the moment, who's my centre wings?
Yeah.
I have Chansey, I have Greg Marju, I have Val Holmes, I have Joey Manu, Ruben Garrick, and then I've got Tuare and Wilson, but I'm hoping that both nuff themselves out, really.
Yeah? You wouldn't take Tuare's 200 grand for enough?
If I have to take Tuare's money, but I can see the matchups where Wayne might play him. Do you know what I mean? Next week, I'm pretty sure it's not a bad matchup for the Finns. They play the Dogs. I can see where Tuare gets a run against the Dogs and does well. So I'll probably play him next week. And then I think, again, in 24, maybe they have a pretty decent game against the Roosters, who are pretty out of form. So, and then they play the Knights as well, which he probably won't get to run that game. So he'll be a loop option for me if I decide to go that way. But I probably won't sell to RA. I don't know yet. I'll see how I go. If I need to, I will. It's money in the bank.
Yeah, well, that's it. He's made 200K, so I'm in an RA. My other concern is he may become an AE nightmare.
Yeah. I think they played him out of position last week. They played him on the wing. He's, mate, not to be rude, but how many fucking dudes you see that size out on the wing?
Yeah, good point.
None. Because at the end of the day, fucking a little whippet just goes meep, meep, fucking scoots around the outside, which happened to him a couple of times. So, yeah, it was crazy playing him on the wing.
But I think that hammer at left centre is going to be a more constant thing.
Yeah, that's all right. He can play the other centre, Franco Lee centre.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where, look, I just seen where the Wayne said he's going to play for how many games this year? 10?
10 games. He'll only get 10 games.
He's played 8. You could get 2 more good games out of him. If he definitely plays the Dogs, it's a matchup you sort of want him for. Dogs are a bit leaky, and he'll be running over the top of, I don't know, hopefully like a little fella, like Wilson. You know, Wilson's not stopping that. He's a big unit, man. And then, yeah, so, yeah. What are your centre wings? What are your centre wings?
So my centre wings, and the concern that I'm having, is because I've got Marju, Garrick, Meany. I bought him Mulitalo a couple of weeks ago instead of going Val. Kiraz, Tuare, 1-0. So,
Kiraz is doing all right.
Well, Kiraz pulled out a decent game last week, and I think if Kiraz is sort of moving on from these injuries and being able to play decent footy, then we all thought he was going to be a get when he returned from that injury earlier on in the season. It might just take him a bit to sort of get past it. Probably still playing with a little bit of something, you know what I mean? But yeah, did all right last week. So if he's up on the up and up, I'm considering staying on him.
I wouldn't play him this week.
No. Mulatalo, two shocking scores in a row. I've copped both of them since I traded him in. Sorry, I broke him good, apparently. So I'm thinking upgrade him or Tafare because I need Val. That's my thing. How do I get to Val? I need Val. I've managed to put 120 in the bank this week if I trade Tino. Still get Nath. And so then next week it's maybe Nuff Schuster. And then hopefully the cash I've got in the bank will get me to Val from Tafare. And then I'm running home with six. Or I upgrade Mulatalo and keep Tafare. It just depends on like what actually happens next week, but Mulatalo's break-even's got to be through the roof, 147, so he'll lose even more cash next week.
Yeah, he's been a massive...
What's happened the last 2 weeks, man?
Oh, it's broken down. Like, I think teams worked it out or whatever. Something's just not going on there that was going on a few weeks ago. So... does happen. You're probably best it happen now before finals come so you can correct it.
Yeah, well.
If you provided you still make finals, that is. But, yeah, now's the time you sort of want the wheels to get a bit rickety without falling off so you can correct what you got going into the finals. So, I don't know. They're a work in progress. They've stripped down their whole left side this week. Ronnie's the only one that made it through, which... for me, I'd probably hold him if I own him this week because Connor Tracy, don't get me wrong, he's going to lose money.
He doesn't command defence like Talakai.
No, he doesn't, but he's got nice hands.
Yeah, so he's more likely to give the ball on.
He's, I think you find he's a half, generally.
Oh, yeah?
Something like that. So, I like Connor Tracy. He's no Talakai, but...
yeah.
Talakai's a bulldozer, though. They will miss that. But, yeah, Connor Tracy's still good in his own right, and I just see earlier ball for Ronnie, you know? Nice earlier ball, whereas Talakai gives him good ball anyway. If you really watch the ball Talakai gives him, it's not bad. It's just it's not clicking for him at the moment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I owned him, I wouldn't sell him unless it was because I needed his money. I think you brought him in 2 weeks ago as a bloke that you were going to run all the way home with, yeah?
Who?
Ronnie?
Yeah, he was the plan because the points are there. I know the points are there. I mean, these two low scores are a real kick in the teeth, but he's hoping the shake-up this week. And, like, they've played a couple of the tougher sides, and that's the problem with the Sharks, is that they don't turn up against those tougher sides, but against the bottom eight sides, they tend to slay it. So what's their draw coming up?
Their draw coming up is Manly this week.
Oh, Panthers, South, Titans, North Queensland, Newcastle, Raiders. So that is a horrid draw.
It's not nice. But, yeah, they should do a number maybe on Manly this week and then next week against Penrith's a bit of a tough one.
Yeah.
Then South's, depending where they're at, that'll be another tough one, I think. Titans aren't shit either. They're not as shit as they have been in years gone by. They will miss Tino, but...
and they do leak points.
Futa Waker and Jamin Gioloffi, hopefully, he'll do a job for him. I like him if he plays. I haven't actually looked at their squad, to be real. And then North Queensland's another one. Oh, I could go either way. I think North Queensland probably win that.
Yeah.
And then Newcastle... we'll know by then where the Newcastle is at by around 26. So they've been chugging along just quietly okay.
I mean, there's still potential for them to make the eight. They'd have to have a blinder.
Yeah. I don't own any Newcastle, so I can't go and have a look at what they're doing. But, yeah, I wouldn't actually buy, unless I could find a way to get KP, I wouldn't buy anyone from Newcastle.
You own Marju.
Oh, yeah, I do own Marju. Didn't see Greg.
He's up against the Storm this week. Then they've got Raiders, Finns, Dogs, South, Sharks, Dragons.
Yeah, see, that's okay, man.
Yeah, it is okay for Newcastle, I must admit.
That's okay.
Quite a few of those games are winnable.
I think South would be their only real...
I reckon they turn up against the Storm this week just to give it to Christian Welch.
Well, they fucking should.
They will have been watching that video of that hot mic over and over and over again this week, I reckon.
O'Brien.
Just, you fucking give it to these pricks.
Yeah.
This is what they think of you. You're fucking dirt to them. Show them that you're fucking not.
It was sort of funny, though. I'll tell you what.
Oh, mate, when I saw it on live TV, I was just like, did he just...
Good on him. It's sort of a stab. You know, anyway, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Juzzy, see where we're at. In your opinion, how many is too many for the buys? How many, if you've, like, if you've got in your side, what do you reckon's too many? Four, five?
What?
Like, if I have five or four Warriors, is it too many? Should I be trading one out?
Unless you've got the depth. But, like, for example, you've got Metcalf. I'll be looking to upgrade Metcalf to a gun half as soon as I can.
Oh, if I could get him...
At the expense of a centre.
If I could get him to KP, I would, but... I just don't think I can at the moment. So, and I don't want to burn two trades if I don't have to, because I'm not gunning for overall. I'm playing head-to-head. So unless my opponent's looking like getting it over me, I probably won't use a trade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at this point, I'm pretty happy with my side. Barring injuries, I don't think I'll...
That's it. How many Warriors you got for the bye?
Metcalf, Chansey. Yeah, four. And Egan.
And Egan. So there you go. That's four for that bye.
Yeah.
Who are you running that week?
I'll run Big Nelson in the front row for Harris.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Egan anyway. He's just whenever I see the matchup I like, I play him. Then Metcalf, the same. I'm not really playing Metcalf, and I can replace Chansey with Garrick. So. Mm. But we'll have to play... Uto. I will have to play Uto.
See, there you go, right? Like, so you are sacrificing there to do those things. So...
But what do you do? I don't want to sell Egan because there's no other real hookers out there doing...
Oh, I don't know.
...much. And then Harris. I like Harris. I won't sell Harris all year. I've got him now, so he stays. Metcalf, if I could get him to Ponga, I would. But I can't, so I'm not. And I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, Pong is well out of reach now. $850. Like, yeah. That's some serious money to come for him.
Well, what's Metcalf? He's only 500 and something, so he's at 508. But we'll go up. I think he's only got a break even of 5. So, yeah. But, yeah, Chansey's a big out because Chansey's just been chugging along schmick, you know? He's been the perfect centre wing sort of anchor. Any players worth bringing in this week?
Okay, so here's my hooker option, who's still within reach. Now, he's on the bye this week, Cody Nikorima.
Yeah, we've been talking Cody the last couple
of weeks. If he keeps that fullback spot, and they keep running hammer at left centre doing what he's doing, or, I mean, 93 again last week, mate. What's his 3 round and 5 round? Hold on.
He's
77 for his 3 round, 70 for his 5 round. All right. Since he shifted to fullback, he got a 97, a 42 against the Titans, and then a 93. So I'm not sure what happened that week against the Titans.
Well, then their draw coming back next week's Dogs, Newcastle, Chooks, Tigers, Cows, Warriors. It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Like, don't know if I'd want to play him in the grand final against the Cows, but getting into the grand final the week before is the Tigers.
He's also an older, experienced head. He's that guy that can play, like, eyes-up footy, you know what I mean? There's a reason why they've put him in at fullback. He's played hooker. He's played a few different sort of roles all over his career, but I think there's a reason why they've put him there. And it's because he's got that experience to be able to tell the boys, this is where you need to be, this is what you need to be doing. And then he knows when to take a shot, like you saw him the other day. He's doing quite well. He's chugging along. I sort of wish I'd taken that risk a couple of weeks ago and jumped on him over Damien Cook. So I think the week he got 47, Cook didn't even play. It was Origin.
Yeah, he got picked on you. That's right, he got plucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, spewing, man. All right, any players worth bringing in this week, like panic trade, hypothetical situation, you're looking like you're going to get beat, you've got a couple of trades, you got some money, what do you do? Who was the first person you'd bring in this week? Mate. Would it be Nave? No questions asked, you wouldn't go any other way?
Mate, the whole team's back.
Yeah.
So Panthers are going to be doing what Panthers are going to be doing, and Nave controls pretty much all of it. If anything, Jerome needs to take a back seat for a bit. Jerome's been doing a lot, and... You know, not getting picked for Origin's going to hurt him and stuff like that. So I think he needs Nath out there anyway, just sort of control things and let him do his natural thing.
Fixed to proof, Nath?
Yeah, because his base is there in defence.
He's all but. He could fucking near shoe him in captain.
Yeah,
most weeks if you really want.
I'm captaining him this week. That's the goal.
All right, I'll ask this question last because I sort of will finish on that one. I think that's a good one. Hold off on trades if you're playing head-to-heads.
Yeah, we had someone in the live, so we've had a couple. We had a lot of comments about the fact no one could hear you. But
sorry.
Shane Hughes said, why trade early? Like, if you have any Tigers or Dragons in your side, you're pretty much in trouble anyway. Why not wait until Friday and see what or how your head-to-head is?
Well, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be holding as long as I could. Don't get me wrong, if there was ones you had to make because they were playing early and you had to get them out of your side, you had to make it, whatever. But if the people you're planning on trading out aren't playing till Saturday or whatever anyway, and the people that you're going to trade in aren't playing till Saturday or whatever, Sunday even, you're best waiting. Just see. Like, if you're winning your head-to-head matchup by a long way, why waste the trade this week? Why do it? There's no real point. You did like we talked about before, what happens if TPJ or a kick-out takes Nave's head off? He's gone for a month. You know, and then you've wasted your trade, and technically you were going to win anyway. You catch me drift? You wouldn't have had to use them trades. So I get what he's saying. That's the perfect head-to-head play. Like, you do not want to use your trade. Now, what's the point, especially if you're not trading in or out of a Tiger or a Dragon? You're sweet, man. You're not really looking at or needing to trade. So, yeah, you can always sit there, wait, watch and see what your head-to-head opponents are doing as well, because trades are getting thin as well.
Yeah, man. See, I'm left with 3 trades after this week.
Right.
I'm already planning on using 2 of them next week to try and get Val in. And then I'm left with 1 trade for the run.
Holy fuck. Like, what happened to your trades, bro? Okay,
bro, I have not
bro,
stopped
the other
trading.
Week, you were like...
2 a week for the last few weeks, man, because I
that makes me feel really good about where I'm at.
I had not planned for the third buy. I'd managed to get through the first 2 quite well because I thought about them a couple of weeks in advance. But I think then I started reacting again, and I haven't really had a plan. I was thinking about this the other day when I was driving around. I don't think I've made it this far before. I've still been... in a good position. I don't think I've had that mid-season comeback. I've seen other people do it, but
yeah,
I haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had no plan. I had a plan for the comeback, but then when I got there, I was like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was hurt.
That was off the back of, like, just back-to-back captains, wasn't it? Like, you went back-to-back.
Yeah, back. And what's been my crippling factor in the last few weeks has just been, yeah, not nailing my captains the way I should. I looped this week.
Yeah. KP?
KP, bro.
How could you not? Like, it was madness not to.
Yeah.
I didn't own, so I couldn't loop.
And I couldn't see straight on Tarpany, bro.
I went gutho.
I was like, I don't even have to switch anyone out. Tarpany's already sitting there in my front row because Payne Haas was injured.
Who was your AE?
In the end, it was Tafare.
Tafare, 26.
It was supposed to be...
Karaz.
Karaz on a 76.
Oh.
And then Tafare got named 24 hours out. Spewing.
Yeah. Out of position.
And I didn't have that extra trade to trade Tafare out to make sure that my plan still worked. Yeah. Then I could have just nuffed Tafare last week, taken my 200, 230K, whatever it was. But I didn't have that extra trade. I didn't have that luxury. Well, actually, so this is the real kick in the teeth. I did. And I raged Cartwright to Defi because I just had to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and you curled yourself there,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, stuffed myself up right hard.
Before we go to captains, and I just want to say, don't forget about Supercoach Championship rings or supercoachchampionship.com. They do mad rings. If you're looking at getting a ring for your finals or whatever, get onto them now because they went pretty quick. I think they made another batch. So get a ring, find out. It's only $5 each if you all want to invest before your cashies get paid out. You can get yourself a ring now.
No, I've still got a couple more questions. So Marco Escalera, am I the only one? No. We've gone. We've flicked back up the top. I had it sitting there.
No, it's a bastard.
David Stons. I only got in Tino last week. Do I trade him out again? Only three trades left.
Ooh, three trades left. Maybe. I think yes, because he's so pricey. If he was less than $800,000.
Or do you hold him so you've got him as that final number in your head-to-heads?
Bro, do you still have the other forwards to maintain to get you through to your head-to-heads?
Well, if you got him in the back row, there's a good chance that you might, but look, that's it. That's the thing. But if you only traded him last week and you've only got three trades left, it sucks, but you might have to cop it sweet. That being said, I've gone ahead and pulled the trigger because it allows me to get Nath this week, and I feel that's a good payoff. The Titans are going to have nothing to play for when he comes back. So it's a question of how does he come back?
I revert back to the last thing we were just talking about. I'll wait and see. And if you're losing your head-to-head and you need to do a bit of a pod move, then you've got the ultimate money sitting there straight away.
Yeah, that's it. But I'd run your strategies and what your pod moves are, because one thing about not trading early and waiting to do those trades like I did last week was it eliminated my Schuster option. Schuster is still in my team. I got rid of Cardi instead of having Cardi and Defi. So this is where doing your trades before the Friday or before whenever can help. It depends on who you're actually aiming for. Now, yeah, in the case of this Thursday, Dragons versus Tigers, you're probably not aiming for anyone for those two sides. But once it hits Friday night and you've had another four teams play, well, then that might have
affected
your options. So definitely run your things now and figure out. I knew I was in a bind last week, and like I said, I felt like I was panicked. I did it. I was busy on the Saturday, but I knew I had to log in and check, and I had to make that call on Munster and Defi. Take a shit, as you say. My alarm went off. I'm going to take a shit. Just so you can get 10 minutes alone to fix your supercoach to make sure before kickoffs happen.
It's dedication.
It is. But you were right. And it was ringing through my head, and I made sure I pulled over and took a shit because I had to do what I had to do. But then I look back on it, and yeah, I had it set up beforehand that I had Defi, Munster at the expense of Schuster and I think Lolo. And I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And what I ended up with was Schuster still in my team, Schuster and Cartwright, Defi, Munster, a little bit of cash in the bank. Not enough to get me to Nath, just forcing me into the Tino one this week.
And both Munster and Defi sort of didn't really go
off
today.
Didn't really perform.
Nah.
So that's it. Did I have to do either of those trades last week? I thought maybe.
But the good news for you is you've got them now.
Yeah, look, and that's the thing. That's
they were end-game players for you. It was
all about building the dream team, and a crucial part of finishing Origin was bringing them and Nath back. That being said, I chose Nath over Defi last week, and then obviously had to revert and get Defi in the last minute.
Yeah.
So it's good. I've got Defi, and now I'm making the cash to happen for Nath. I'm getting Nath this week, and then, like I said, the missing piece of the puzzle is Val.
Yeah.
That's it. I get Val. And I've got one trade left.
He's just a star, Val.
But you need him, man. Goal kicking. Like, I know he plays centre, but he's pretty much a second fullback. Like, yeah, he's just incredible. So,
yeah, he's one of the good ones, Val, man. Like, you can just sit him there. He's a genuine pod captain option some weeks. Sometimes he plays, he just carves up. But this week, I want to talk to you about the pod captain week.
Oh, I've still got questions.
Oh, dear, sorry, jeez.
This one's from Marco Escalera. I got Talakai in the other week when everyone was jumping on Mulatalo. Should I hold for a week or do I trade to Munster?
I hold on this week.
He's saying Munster.
Yeah, Munster's good, but I just think Calhoun, that's who's playing second row. I don't know if he stays there. I think Talakai might get 60, 65 minutes.
At the back row?
At back row.
Just this is your job, go out and do it.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen much of this Calhoun. I don't know what they I don't know what, but he's played middle the last time I seen him. He was coming off the bench in the middle rotation because they had Wilton and Nakora. So he definitely wasn't playing in the back row, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to go there, but I said to someone else, I think it was Lloydo or something today, like, I'd hold Talakai just to see. Because he's played back row in the past and he scored well there. But not as well as centre, I'll be honest. He does have that high ceiling at centre, but you see the way they use...
He can run a line from the back row, though, too.
Well, that you see the way they use Teague Wilton. And they use Teague Wilton well. He runs a good line, and Talakai can do that just with bigger brute strength. I'd hold on that 1 week just to see. Like, dang it, wrong, if he's got a 150 break even, pull trigger, get rid of him. But if he hasn't got a too big a break even, I'd wait, watch, and see what they do with him, because he could get decent minutes off the bench. Decent minutes off the bench at back row.
All right. Harley, not even Haley.
sorry, dude.
Yeah, sorry. Sell Little or Nikorima to Grant. Worried Nikorima becomes an AE nightmare. I'd get rid of Little personally.
Fucking, you know what, Little's been doing okay, but he doesn't have the ceiling of Harry, or I don't think he's got the ceiling of Nikorima.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I think
Nikorima's in a bit better of a side.
Yeah, and Wayne knows how to bring a side home for the finals. Like, I personally think, after watching the other day, Hammer to centre is a genius play.
Yeah, it's a good move. Queensland showed how to use him good. You know? But no, I'd definitely probably get rid of Little. I think Little's got the better base on Nikorima, you'll see, and find, like, way in front for base, but ceiling-wise, Nikorima's got a way better ceiling. Yeah.
All right. Watto, Jared Watson.
Watto.
Tarpane or Mofo to bring in for Kepi this week?
Oh, bro, listen, if you've got...
Flip a coin, bro.
Nah.
Flip a coin.
If you've got more trades than Juzzy, Mofo to Wager for the 3 week stint that Tino's going to be out is going to be juicy as.
Yes.
After that 3 weeks, not sure how good he's going to be to you. And that'll be business end of the season for most. Like, you're in the finals, mate. Do you really want to be risking a guy that could potentially just take a bit more of a backseat to the likes of a Tino, where you've got Tarpany down there, just he's their gun, you know? So, 3 week play. If you've got trades, I'd go the 3 week play of Mo Futuwaga, who I think will do well. And if you're into your PPMs and shit, he's got a very decent PPM of at least one, or at least 0.9. Which is good for a front rower who play, who'll potentially give you as many minutes as he'll get, can get, 60 to 65 if he gets him. So, which equals 60 points with no attacking stats. And we all know how everyone comes out of Origin. They come out better, you know?
Yeah, look, I couldn't fault you for Mo Futuwaka. Like, yeah,
but
I
if,
come out different base for
if
sure.
If you don't have the trades to potentially get him out in 3 weeks, I'll go Joe Tarpany.
Yeah. Fair call. I mean, I've got Tarpany. I see Tarpany is probably the more solid option, but that was before Tino got suspended too.
Yeah.
All right, Louis. Shout out to Louis. Keeps getting stuck at work, so his boss is a cunt. I hope he listens.
Fucking people stop fucking flipping buses, for crying out loud.
Yeah, please. Lewis Jackson says, "G'day, legends. Thinking about Nuff and Maddo giving form and run home and going JMK to Grant this week, then going to Farah to Walsh, shifting Meany up to centre wing. Would you go a different way?" Look, I can understand Nuff and Maddo if you got the cash there, to give you the cash to do something. He's not doing great. He's back off the bench now.
Yeah, but he's averaged 61 off the bench.
He's decent, but it just depends who he's got in the rest of his second row. For Maddo to be the Nuff, he's got to be running home with a few people. And to go JMK to Grant, yeah,
that's
all over that. Got to do that. That's
got to be a must, because even if JMK comes back, he's not giving you...
He's got busted shoulders, man. Like you said last week, we learned that last year with Payne Haas.
He's not 100%, and as soon as he cops the knock the wrong way, he's gone. And yeah. There goes your money, your points, your everything.
Yeah,
so,
and another trade.
Yeah. So, yeah, Harry's the man. Get to him as quick and as fast as you can. What was the other one?
Tafari to Walsh.
I like that. I really do. Like, I've contemplated Guffo to Walsh myself. The buy does worry me. But
Guffo's got a buy in 27. When's Reese's buy?
2 weeks prior. So you could technically...
head-to-head finals.
Yeah, so the week to get into finals, you'd be have no Reese Walsh. Week you'd have head-to-head finals, you'd have no bunnies, and then there's no head-to-head finals in 20. There's no head-to-head nothing in 27.
Yeah, there is.
It's overall players.
No. There's a lot of head-to-head. You could set up your leagues this year to have your grand final in 26 or 27.
I think you'll find most of them about to finish in 26. So... I'd be aiming at that, or look into it. Look into your own personal leagues, because every one of them's different.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, we got any more on there?
Nah.
Saxy, we miss you. All right, pod captain for the week. There is some awesome matchups this week. I think your VC and your C is crucial to you making ground and winning your head-to-heads this week. I haven't been doing great with pulling off me captains the last couple of weeks. I've had Chansey in the wet, and I had Guffo last week. So it's just been... So
my conundrum for VC this week is, right, do I go KP, or do I go Munster, or even a possibly Harry Grant? I think...
I'll be honest with you, I probably don't go KP against Melbourne. I like Defi against the Chooks, or I like Chansey against the Raiders.
See, I think the Raiders defensively are decent. I don't know how many points the Warriors will actually get through.
I think Chansey knows their systems well enough to... He played fullback for them, and he knows... He'd know enough. I think Chansey has a big game against the Raiders. He wasn't wanted.
Yeah, it was after he got busted.
So, yeah, they didn't want to persevere, and this year he's fucking having a ripper, man. So, I like Chansey as a VC, into Defi captain even, or Defi as a VC, into Nathan or Nico as a captain.
Yeah, see, I don't see Nico as a captain this week.
Against Manly. Manly's not great.
I think Dally can tune him up real good, man. I think Dally can show him how to be a halfback. You've got to remember, he's only very young still, and especially in his halves career, he's very young. It's business end of the season. They've been up and down. They've had a reshuffle this week. So I just don't put too much faith. Prove me wrong, Nico.
His side stays the same, though. Like him and Nakora and Ramian and...
He pops
and
up on the left as well. Like he does his
thing. He's everywhere.
Exactly. So.
But he's not defending that side. That's not where their drama is. Their drama was on the other side where they've... change the whole side, so.
Yeah, but they aren't necessarily scoring heaps of points against better defensive outfits, and I feel like the rate, I suppose Manly isn't great defensively.
Manly's not at the moment, no. And but Nath against the Dogs, my only real concern is if they put on a big number, they take him off early.
Yeah.
And just not worry about having a seven, you just tackle your way through it. Jerome Luai or Critter or Edwards can kick it downfield and tackle.
Yeah, well, Edwards and Critter can both do the goal kicking. Can I just shout out to Dylan Edwards? Once they finally took the goal kicking off Cogger the other night, he was just slotting them and looked so relaxed doing it. I'm pretty sure we've never seen him kicking in the NRL before.
No, it's his first ever NRL goal kick.
Yeah, like...
100% record, I think.
Someone has been putting in the extras at work with Nathan, kicking coach or something, because... Yeah, wow. Looked great kicking him.
But yeah, you got anyone else you...
Burks, fucking put the microphone in your goddamn mouth.
You got anyone else you recommend as a VC or a C?
Munster. You didn't say anything about Munster or KP. Like, don't get me wrong, I think...
I don't like KP against Melbourne.
You did. Munster or Grant.
I like Harry Grant. Harry Grant's really starting to... find some form.
Yeah.
I like Harry. I don't mind Harry. As a VC, again, I wouldn't captain Harry, probably. I'd VC Harry in the Naval Nico again. Just a goal kick in half's just... It's so juicy against the Dogs or Manly. You can't overlook that, I don't think. A drink water's a worthy shout against Para, but we all know the Gufferson efforts. You know, Guffo will be in and around the picture of stopping them tries. So, it's just, yeah. They're at home, though, the Cows as well, which is another step up for a drinky or a bowel in the captaincy options as well.
Yeah, that's it. I do like anyone, like, yeah, any of your Cowboys attacking players.
But, yeah, drinky last week got 87, people were whinging, and it's like 87's still a really good captain's knock.
Yeah, but it's nearly 100 off KP. And that makes a difference. That's 200 points. That takes you from a 1250 to a 1450.
Yeah,
it takes you from 1,000 to 1,200. Which is a massive difference, especially when it comes to going up or down and winning your head-to-head. You know, like, unless you're being flattened, that right captain choice can make all the difference. And whether you, like, there was people last week saying, shouldn't be vicing KP, or you shouldn't be looping KP. People did it when Garrick scored that 160. Actually, no, I don't think anyone said it when Garrick scored the 160.
Oh, there's a few that did and looped.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was a few that was like, oh, yeah, I had the VC on him and I looped him. But I think there was heaps of people coming out being like, oh, no, you can't loop him. There'll be bigger scores. Whereas, like, people were like, oh, no, you can't loop KP. Like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Bro.
Well, generally, if you do see a couple of big scores posted early, the big scores tend to roll.
Yeah, throughout the weekend. But
he did post the biggest and SJ was behind him and a couple others. But there's a few Warriors up there.
But that's like you said, goal kick and a half, right? SJ. Yeah. You know, like it is, it's just almost too juicy.
Yeah. But you got to think.
Someone.
A lot of it comes off them. And plus, they get the unicorn ones. That, you know how they're 50-50? Like the centre probably should have got it, but the half threw the ball to him. So
yeah,
let's just give it to him because he's the half. Yeah. A lot of Nath gets a lot of those. Like a lot. A lot of unis. But he deserves them too. He's always in amongst whatever happens.
I love how you call them unicorn points and then goes, but he deserves them.
Well, he does. Like, let's be honest, if he wasn't in and around the conversation to get the points, he wouldn't be even getting them. The fact that he's in there and chucked a ball somewhere and probably taken it deep into the line to do it is why he gets accredited. Because a lot of the times from him, it's catch pass, try.
That's it. So you know? He's the one that's made the decision and taken it deep into the line and drawn all the defenders in.
Oh, but you do see sometimes the centre do a little bit of work to get it. Like, there's sometimes where the centre probably should have got right. It. But anyway, that's me done. Like, what do you got? Anything left? Peace out, coaches. Good luck in your endeavours this week.
See you next week.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.